Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Soup to nuts. You get it all there. Pretty impressive.
Well, you like soup, so.
Yeah, yes, I do. Like nuts, too.
Oh, we're back. Marks and Reese. Ruben Amaro Jr. doing a great job on the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia with Tom McCarthy, and he joins us right now as he does every Thursday at 4 o'clock ahead of the MLB trade deadline next week. What's up, Rube?
What's happening, guys? How are you?
What's good. Since you have been the Phillies GM before, you be the Phillies GM right now and take us inside of what you're thinking right now. And what would you do? Obviously, I mean, they lose two games to the Yankees. If they win those two games, now you're four games over 500. You're feeling good about a run. The two losses, you know, kind of leaves you a sour taste in your mouth. But how would you handle things going forward right now if you were the GM?
I think I'd try to add a little bit. I don't think I'd mortgage the future unless I'm getting a player that I know I'm going to be able to have for a while in my system and to be a player that's, you know, going to have a major impact. I'm looking to try to add pitching. There's no question about. I think that's the focus. If I can get somebody in the rotation and somebody in the, perhaps I can sign a guy like Cole Hamels, who if in fact, felt like he was effective enough, I would certainly try to add some depth to the rotation. And then obviously try to get somebody who can close. I mean, if it's a Kimbrel and you have to just pay money to get him, that's one thing. If you have to do money and prospects, I'm not sure if I go that route.
So you mentioned Kimbrel. Chris Bryant's been mentioned. We've seen reports, at least the reporting is the Phillies have been sniffing around for a center fielder. Since they don't have a lot of prospects that they're willing to trade, and the one piece that they do have, and has been talked about, and I don't really think it's realistic, but it's Alec Bohm. If you could dangle Bohm as the guy that could go out and get what you need right now and go for it, would you consider? Because Chris Bryant is an expiring contract. I don't think that would happen. But would you consider trading Bohm for something that could help you now?
The only way I could trade Bohm, and I don't like it at all, I would not consider necessarily unless I get my unless somebody knocks my socks off and I'm getting a player that I know I can control for a long time and he's a really good player. Because I think Alec Bohm has a tremendous amount of value, especially in this day and age, when GMs are valuing, one, the fact that his salary is going to be very, very light over the next several years, and the fact that he's got a chance to be a very, very good offensive player. And I just think he's there already. He's in the big leagues. It's a tough for a team to move a guy like that unless you are going to get back with something pretty spectacular.
Like Chris Bryant.
Not Chris Bryant. No chance. Not even close.
Really?
I would not do that in a million years.
Wow.
For 2 months for a team that may not even get to the playoffs? Absolutely, unequivocally not.
I would commit to him after the season. That's just what I would do.
That's never going to happen. He's a Boris client, and unless you're paying the guy $35 million for the next 7 years,
wow,
and willing to do that, no chance. Because that's what he's going to end up making.
Well, yeah, when you put those type of numbers out there, okay.
Come on.
That scared me away right there.
That's absolutely foolish.
Okay. Mm. Kimbrel makes 16 next year. It's a play. It's a club option, so it's not a player option. It's a club option. I guess you could. I mean, if he was bad this year, you could move on. Although, I mean, he's been really, really good this year, and he could be bad next year. But is that somebody you would take a chance on? I don't know. I mean, seems like you could give up a couple of mid-level prospects if you're willing to bring them on. I don't know what the market is out there for him, because it's $16 million likely next year for a closer. What does it cost for Kimbrel, and would you do that?
Well, monetarily, it costs $21 million because you're talking about the $5 million you got to pay for him this year or so or more. And so you're looking at, you know, $21 million for a closer. I love getting him. I don't want to give up much for him. And if the finances work for the club with him at $16 million for next year, and you believe that you're going to be a contending team next year, yeah, I'll take him. But I'm not going to give a lot of talent for him. I'll take the money, but I'm not going to give a ton of talent. I'm not going to give talent and pay the money on a guy like that unless, you know, it's the right type of prospect.
Mm. Ruben, the finances, luxury tax, and we've seen yesterday reported by Jason Stark and Matt Gelb that the Phillies are willing if – they feel like that they're actually contending this year. So John Middleton's open to the idea. Joe Girardi today on MLB Network said that it's up to them to convince ownership that's the right thing to do over the course of the next 8 days. So what are we talking about here? They need to go on a mini run here for John Middleton to say, okay, because Kimbrel puts you in luxury tax territory, right? So if you acquire Kimbrel, you're paying the tax this year and you're likely going to pay it next year.
Well, it depends on whether you think you're a contending team for next year as well. I mean, if you're buying in, you got to go. If you're going to go, you got to go. And so, I mean, it's not my money, but I think if it makes sense and you actually think your club is going to be a contending team next year as well, then why not? I the luxury tax issue is something that that the Phillies try to avoid for many years. And the problem is this: the team is what it is. It's a 500 team. Mm-hmm. And it may not be much better than that. And so it's proven to you almost the entire season that that's what it is. There's not been a time during the course of the season has proven to you that it's any better than that. And in fact, the starting pitching, which was supposed to be a little bit of a strength at the top of the rotation, has been actually not as good as you thought it would be. And the offense has been not as good as you thought it would be. What has happened is that the league has been way worse than you thought it would be, and so you're still a contender. Mm-hmm. And so, to me, I mean, is it still a contending team? Yes, but it's not a championship caliber club, not the way it's playing. Not for me.
So you would not try to sell to John Middleton that we should go in the luxury tax territory, right? Because we're missing a piece.
It's not one piece. I mean, it's a couple of pieces.
So we should, Ruben, be prepared to really, I mean, other than minor moves, there's nothing that's really going to happen. They probably will stand pat.
Now, something pretty big can happen. I mean, listen, Dave Dombrowski is he's a guy who's very shrewd. He knows what he's doing. He's been there before. But if you can acquire a guy that's going to help you for now and for the future, I mean, there's some pretty damn good players that are out there that might be on the market that you can go acquire. Now, that's a more long distance. That's a more future type of a move. I mean, it can help you perhaps this year. But, I mean, there's ways to acquire talent and think more about the future than this season. Because right. This season, I mean, they haven't really proven to you that they're a championship caliber club. There's nothing, there's no evidence that suggests that this is a team that will absolutely win. The defense isn't great. The starting pitching is mediocre. The bullpen is not very good. And so that combination is, I mean, it's telling you. I mean, it's right there in your face. That doesn't mean you shouldn't give a chance to the club because of the circumstance. And the circumstance is that the division stinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's where I'm kind of looking at. I'm wondering if how long this team has been out of postseason, almost a decade now, Ruben, since the teams you put together in the earlier 2000s, late 2010s. Does that factor into whether or not you decide, let's go for it now? It's been almost a decade since we've been in the postseason. Let's do what we have to do to get in, and we'll see what happens once we get in.
Well, there's a PR factor here, too. There's no question about it. I mean, listen, the Philly fans and all of Philadelphia fans want to see success. At the same time, I don't think this is the type of team that you mortgage the future for. Right. And like I said, there just hasn't been the evidence isn't there that the guys are a winning enough team or quality enough team throughout all the, you know, different departments of the club to suggest that they're a championship caliber club this year. Could it be next year? Maybe. If you acquire a guy for the future who's an impact player or two, maybe. And so that might be something that David Dombrowski may very well entertain.
Mm. Ruben Romar Jr., what is he wrong with Aaron Nola? It's been, you know, it just seems like he's a good pitcher and he's having a bad season. I don't know if it's going away. What do you see?
I think L.A.'s Larry Anders talked about it a lot, and I see it too. I just don't see him commanding his fastball down in the zone. I'm not sure if it has been something that is philosophical that he had been working on and he gotten away from his ability to work down in the zone, because everybody thinks that you can get guys out up in the zone. But if you're like a sinker ball pitcher like he is, you know, he's got pretty good movement typically when he's going good, you got to keep the ball down. And if you're not able to elevate effectively, I think he may be in between. So to me, it's about him, you know, he's got to get to the point where he is commanding his fastball to both sides of the plate and to all the quadrants of the plate. And he has not been able to get the ball down in the zone. I don't know if it's mechanical. I think there's definitely mechanical issues there, and I guess they're working on them. But he's not staying on top of the ball and driving it down. He's not getting a good angle. And it's just hasn't been consistent for, you know, 3 months now. It's something he needs to get back to somehow or some way. I thought for a while that it might be medical, that it might be an issue with his shoulder or something. But I don't think that's it. I think it's just mechanical. He hasn't been able to get back into that rhythm and be able to drive the ball down in the zone.
Mm. Great insights, Ruben. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got it. Okay. Yep. Be well, guys.
Thanks, Ruben. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, L.A.'s been saying it for weeks with Nola as far as, you know, where he is with throwing the ball. And Ruben said it right there. I mean, if everybody knows what the problem is, Jack, as a former big league pitcher, I don't know. Would it surprise me that towards the end of the season, if the Phillies kind of fall out of it, that all of a sudden he kind of goes on the DL? You think he's pitching through an injury here, Jack? I mean, if he's changing the way he throws or his angle, mm-hmm. he could be compensating for something that's going on
there.
Yeah,
I mean, he could be. He's never really been hurt or anything. So, I mean, I don't know. It's sometimes you just lose feel for it. But it feels like he hasn't had the feel for it since 2018. He'll go on good stretches. Right, where it's like, oh, he's back, but he's never been
not consistently.
As consistent as he was in 18.
No.
So, I don't know.
Just baseball.
It's just baseball.
Yep.
Exactly right.
You love that.
But I mean, I don't think it's the pitching coach isn't telling him to throw up in the zone. Like, I think it's more Nola not being able to do it more than the pitching coach.
And LA, I think, was wondering that yesterday, and Rube just said it right there, to where a lot of the, I guess, the analytics would say, no, go up in the zone to try to strike the guys out, but you don't believe that that's what's going on here.
No, I don't.
He's not being told to throw up. All right. 215-592-9494.
We're just throwing up.
We're throwing up. So how are we feeling before we get back to the phones? How are we feeling about the Phillies this weekend? Got the Braves coming into town tonight.
Listen, we're hanging on.
We got a thread right now.
Two-game series against the Yankees didn't do the city's morale any good. So, I mean, it would be nice if they don't lose this series. At worst, meaning the split, but it'd be even nicer to get three out of the four.
You have Charlie Morton against Matt Moore tonight. The Braves are a look at FanDuel here, -130.
Yeah, they should be. See the Phils lineup.
Oh, Lord, we're sending out.
Can you give it to me?
I can give it to you.
Is Brad Miller not in right field tonight? Can they put anybody but Brad Miller in?
Bryce is in right field. I got it for you right here. All right. It is Jankowski in the leadoff. Oh, no. Segura in the leadoff spot. Jankowski in center field.
Oh.
Harper in right. Hoskins at first. Didi at short. Herrera's back. Odubel's back, by the way.
Left field.
In left field. Torres and Nappy.
Well, they're stacking some lefties against them there, I guess, with Odubel. I don't know. I mean, it's not like Charlie Morton's a great pitcher this year, but we know what Matt Moore is. All right. Well, let's cross our fingers. Like, that's all we can really do at this point. Hope you get the first win tonight, then you're feeling a lot better heading into the weekend.
Yeah.
But like you said, it almost feels like a split would we'd be okay with a split at this point. All right, let's reset with our Twitter question. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Howard Eskin from earlier today, Jack? Howard Eskin on the show yesterday said he had big Eagles news that was coming, and he was going to break it not on our show, but on the midday show. Whatever, Howard. And he said the following about Deshaun Watson.
There's only three teams in talking to people around the league that I know of that really have the strong desire. That would be Denver, Miami, who they gave away their first-round pick to the Eagles. So that really weakens their position because I think they're starting to realize that Tua is a stiff. But the Eagles have the three first-round picks, and that's what they're going to have. And this is the prediction I'm going to make. Based on the information that I've got, when Deshaun Watson, I'll say when, he is traded, I think there's a 90% chance that he will be with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, there you have it. 90% chance at this point. It's just a matter of whether you would do it now or you would wait till the end of the season. If you try to make it happen now, if the suspension's handed down, or if you could make a trade right now, or you wait, you see what Jalen Hurts has. 215-592-9494. That is our Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark Schuler's. Mark Schuler's in Montgomeryville, right there on Route 309. If you're looking to get engaged, that's the place to go. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Would you still trade for Deshaun Watson, even if he's suspended for the first eight weeks of the season? Yes or no? Most people saying no right now, 65.5%. Actually, 67%. It jumped up a little bit there. All right, let's go to the phones. Jared in Allentown. Jared, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Yo.
What's up, J-Man?
Yeah, I just got a quick question. Are we not serving up today on Thirsty Thursday?
Oh, we definitely
are. Just got to ask.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Yeah, I'm out on the road, so I'll be responsible and wait till I get home, but I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Take a little sip and then just go.
Real quick, before I get to the Eagles, Ike, I got to thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. I followed you on Twitter. John, I think I got you too. But, Ike, I got you on Twitter after my little suspension I've had for about a year. And first thing I see is a girl getting hit in the face with a seagull on a ride. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I had to send it to my girlfriend right away. It was amazing. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, brother.
It became a big story now. So, yeah, everybody has seen that video.
By the way, that poor girl. So if people don't know what we're talking about, a girl's on a roller coaster type ride in Wildwood, and a seagull flies right into her face.
Yeah.
And she's got to remove it, and she's all right. Didn't hit her in the eyes or anything. But
hey, she was a pro, though. I would have been freaking out. That was a pro move. Just get off me.
She handled it a lot better than I did. I would, yes.
That's what I'm saying. On the business, though.
Yeah.
John. You're off the marks, man. You see what I did there? You're off the mark. Ike Reese, you're on the mark, and I would expect that because you are a professional athlete, and you will be to the day you die, my friend. I just want to let you know, in case you didn't know, John, Hurts only played four games, man. So you can say all you want that you don't know if he could play. You don't know, but that's
you can say all you want that he can play, too. It works both ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if I have the unknown, I see the unlimited potential of this guy. We already know his pedigree. He came in, he gave us a spark. I think the chemistry with the team, with him as our quarterback, is second to none. I really do
second
believe that
none?
Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I mean,
dude, didn't they win a game?
Amazing.
Didn't they win a game?
How many times have we gone over the fact that they probably would have won two if he wasn't sabotaged? And in that one game against Arizona, did he not go with 500 yards, threw for about 300?
Man, went toe-to-toe with Kyler Murray. Went toe-to-toe with him.
He came in. He gave the team a spark. He looked good. I was impressed with a lot of things that he did. I'm not sure what else to say. They didn't win a lot of games. The second half of games, he didn't do very well when teams made adjustments. And you know what? Listen, Jalen Hurts has fans in town. That's great. That's great.
Sure does.
I'm happy that he has fans in town. Just remember this. If he struggles next season, that what you were saying today, remember it. Don't jump then. Don't say, oh, well, he stinks now. All right? Don't do that.
If he stinks, why not?
Well, because here's why, right? Like you saw four games of him last season, right? Mm-hmm. Four games isn't fair to judge and say he can play or he can't play, right?
But it seems like some people already have made that decision.
But you're projecting. Yes. Is what you're doing. You're projecting based on where he was drafted. You're projecting what you saw last year. But I can't sit here and tell you that Jalen Hurts can't play in this league. I'm projecting that I'd rather have Deshaun Watson because he's a sure thing. And because I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Can I ask a very important question? So how long, if the Eagles win four games next year, or, you know, seven games, whatever, does Jalen Hurts still count as a winner?
Because
it's always like, oh, well, he won at every level. He's won. You know.
But here's the thing, though. It's you know, you guys want to poke fun at the fans who want to be patient and wait this thing out and not rush to judgment. I remember being in this position myself last year, and it was hasty decisions that have led us to be where we are right now. Now, let's take a deep breath. Relax. Let's not always be looking for the next thing. Howie. Like, let the kid play, and we'll see. He's going to either prove he can't play, and John, the reason why I'm giving you pushback on what you just said, because it's unfair to Eagles fans who are on the fence about Jalen Hurts, and they want to see him play. If this was all things being equal, no suspension, no baggage coming along with Deshaun Watson, this fan base would likely be 90%+ in on trading for Deshaun Watson right now. They would be, but it isn't that simple. There are other factors that have to come into the equation. We all know Deshaun Watson's better, but it comes with a price tag. Right, it comes with a reputation that, meaning as he comes here and the people that may be upset by things he's been accused of, like all of this stuff gets put into the equation of why people would rather wait until they're absolutely forced to make that type of decision. Nobody wanted Michael Vick to play until Kevin Cobb got his head knocked off and he got up looking crazy, right? So then it became, now we know Kevin Cobb can't play, really. You know, you might as well.
Oh, Mike Vick, yeah, he's our guy.
But that's fans.
Yep.
That's fans. We can't fault fans for being fans. It isn't as simple as, now, if you had said go get Pat Mahomes or one of these other guys that don't have any type of baggage that comes along with them, then you may get more people saying, yeah, why wouldn't you go get him? But now that you have a cheaper quarterback in the fold, and because of what it's going to cost you, you need to be absolutely sure he can't play. Because I'll go back over the advantages again of him being here and him being good enough. Because if he proves to me that there's enough potential there and all I need to do is improve here, here, and here, man. Okay, now I got something to work with. I can keep my draft capital, and I can keep all my salary cap space to build around him. You go get Deshaun Watson and give up the cap space, give up the draft picks and everything else. All you got here is Deshaun Watson. And remember, our best players are older. So you're going to have to move on from some of those guys because now you're paying a $40 million quarterback, just about. So you got to move on from some of your better, older players, man. And how long is Deshaun Watson happy here when we're 6-11 next year, when we're, you know, 7-10 the year after that? He's putting up garbage numbers like Dak and these losses, but his numbers look great like last year.
To your point.
4-12 last year, and he had his best season as far as numbers go.
You got to build the team around him.
Yep.
Just like you're going to have to do with Jalen Hurts, and you would have to do it minus a couple of draft picks, but you have those extra draft picks, whether Jalen Hurts can play or if you need to acquire a quarterback. That's why they're there. You're not going to have a first round draft pick for the next 3 years because you traded them to get Deshaun Watson. You have these extra draft picks. You have these extra draft picks.
Let me throw this little nugget in there as well as another reason why I would wait.
Yeah.
Because what if there's a quarterback coming out this year that everybody's saying is the next big thing. And let's not act as if the last few quarterbacks, other than Trevor Lawrence, that's been drafted at the top of the draft came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Going into their final season. Baker.
Joe Burrow was not thought of,
He wasn't even thought of.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield was projected as a fourth or fifth round pick going into his last year at Oklahoma.
Carson was too.
Even Carson out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if somebody want to merge this year, and then guess what the benefit of having those draft picks are? If I'm not bad enough to get up there and get them without using all the draft picks, which, by the way, don't rush me to give my season prediction on the team as far as wins and losses go just yet. Just hold off on that because you need me to build up some steam and some positive energy.
We need training camp to start to
get
you excited.
Before I give you the 4-13 that I feel right now. But I say that to say, what if they're already in the top five record-wise? Guess what? Now maybe it only costs you one of those picks to move up to the top spot.
Yeah,
or two of those picks. So now you get the best quarterback in the draft potentially because whomever has the worst record may not need a quarterback. Their team just may be bad. And you still have the other draft capital to build around a young quarterback still. A
lot of unknowns, definitely possible.
But definitely possible. These are all the options the Eagles have that they don't have to rush and make this move right now.
Right, or just get the great player now, which is what I'm advocating for. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, it's a great conversation. 215-592-9494. All your calls on Deshaun Watson and whether you would trade for him now or wait. But also, one of the most respected local media members just put out a very interesting tweet about whether or not the Eagles would trade Fletcher Cox. We'll tell you that next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, while the world hunts for the gold in Tokyo, you can unlock FanDuel's gold medal bonus. America's number one sports book, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking all users up with $1 for every U.S. gold medal. Can you believe that? $1 for every U.S. gold medal. Just place $100 or more in Olympic bets before July 26th. Now, to get you started, here are some of my picks for the Olympics. Like, come on, man. I got one just... I don't want to jinx her, but it's a lock. Come on. We're talking about the GOAT, Simone Biles, all-around gymnastics, female gymnastics. She's a lock to bring home the gold in this thing as long as there's no injury. You going to give me another lock? Despite the two losses in exhibition games, the U.S. men's basketball team is a lock to bring home the gold. But you can bet on any Olympic event you want to, baseball, soccer, track and field, and more. Whatever you choose, just remember to place $100 or more in Olympic bets before July 26th to get a $1 bonus for every U.S. gold medal. Now, promotions like this are just one of the reasons why I love betting with America's number one sports book. And listen, we know about how easy it is to use the app. It's convenient for you. They get your money back to you in less than 24 hours. I'm coming off the NBA Finals. Woo! Bank account. Did okay with the NBA Finals. So I like that. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. And new users, don't forget to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Ike and go for the gold today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.